The podcast in which you're about to listen to is an account of the tragedy which befell a group of podcasters, in particular, Richard and his invalid co-host Vic. It is all the more tragic in that they were a young, terrible show, but had they had a very, very long successful one, they could have not expected, nor would they have wished to hear, as much as the mad and macabre as they were to hear that day. For them, an idyllic October afternoon recording session became a nightmare. The events of that day were to lead into the discovery of one of the most bizarre recordings in the annals of British podcasting. The Radio Nasties Texas Chainsaw Marathon.
I'm your host, Rick the Dick, with Vic.
You messed with the wrong family.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. They told me. They weren't happy about you.
Which family?
That family.
The wrong one.
The wrong, yeah. They're called the Wrongs.
Oh, this will be when I killed Bill Wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
The rest of them aren't too happy about it.
Well, he was a dick.
Yeah. They did say that, but they weren't. I'm still family.
Blood is thicker than water.
Yeah.
Right, this is just going to be a very quick one, just wrapping up a few thoughts and feelings of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre franchise. Very quickly, just from bottom to top, for anybody who hasn't been keeping track, dead last place is Texas Chainsaw 3D.
It was the only truly, truly bad one.
Next up, well, not a great film. Definitely a fun one. The fourth entry, Texas Chainsaw, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Next Generation.
Yeah.
I think that's like a textbook example of a good bad movie.
Yeah, that one's great.
Next up, Leatherface, the most recent entry in.
Yeah.
It'd probably be a bit higher up if it wasn't for that fucking twist.
Yeah, definitely.
But
yeah.
That's not.
The film would be much higher in my estimations if it wasn't for that twist.
After that comes Leatherface, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most bang-on average films.
Yeah, it's just fine. A decent slasher.
Yeah. Following on from that, the 2003 remake. Definitely one of the better remakes from that era. And then the prequel to the remake, The Beginning, at third place.
Which is new.
I wasn't expecting it to get that high, to be honest.
No, I wasn't.
And in second place, good old part two itself.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. And then, absolutely shock to nobody, the original was at top spot. If you've been following our social medias, we've been asking people to share their top threes with us, similar to what we did last year. One thing a bit different this year is there was a lot more variation this time. Pretty much most people last year all said the original two. And then the most recent one for the Halloweens. So to start things off, we've got a couple of top twos, because apparently these people couldn't think of a third film they liked in this franchise. First up, Ben at Extreme Horror Replay put the original and then the remake. Say Podcast and Die, which is a Goosebumps-based podcast, put the original and part two. At least you gave part two the credit it deserves, so cheers for that. Daniel at the Creepy Crap podcast, if he's actually still around.
Yeah, I've got to talk to you about that.
Right.
But we'll leave that till the end of the episode.
Well, that's ominous. Good old Daniel shared the remake at top spot, which just makes it worse that he didn't get to talk to us about it.
Yeah.
Following on with The Beginning, and then part two.
Really?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yep. At Miss Mocha on Instagram has the remake at third.
Okay.
The Next Generation at second.
Yep. No, I get it.
And part two.
Really?
Has the top dog, yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next up, we have I Hope You Suffer, which is another bad movie podcast. Number three, they've got the original.
Okay.
Number two, Next Generation.
Okay.
And part two at number one again.
Fair enough.
A lot of love for part two. Yeah. Podcast on Elm Street. At number three, they had part two. Second, they had the remake. And on top, the original.
That's more of a list that I thought I'd be seeing from the top threes. To be honest. These are surprising me, actually.
Yeah, so like I said, there's a lot more variation this time. The Hybrid Moments podcast, at number three, they put the remake. Part two. And then at top, the original. Hell of the Living podcast. At number three, they put Leatherface, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3. First appearance for that one. Nice to see a bit of love for that entry.
Yeah.
Following on with part two and then the original. Horror Movie Crew podcast. I put in third place the original, following on with the beginning and then the remake.
That's a good list.
The Serial Killers podcast, which is another UK podcast, true crime, sort of our true crime equivalent, if you like, our sort of sense of humour. Third place, they put the remake. Second place, they put Leatherface.
What, as in the most recent one?
Okay, fair enough. I think they summed it up by saying it's got necrophilia and gore and everything you could want in a horror film. I was like, you do you.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. They're not the variations I look at mostly for movies, but, you know.
And then at the top spot, the original. At oehg.official. At number three, we've got part three. At number two, we got part two. And at number one, we got the original.
Yeah, okay.
So
Fair enough. Strange lists there.
Yeah. I think, as a whole, every film was on that list.
Yeah.
Which was definitely not the case for the
apart from Halloween 3D ones.
Of course, yeah. I mean,
nobody had 3D.
Right, could you imagine
the person who did have 3D?
At top.
Wow, you're done.
Don't ever listen again. Yeah. Don't talk to us. Stay away from me, cuz. Right. So just a few roundup questions. It's unanimous which ones are favourites, the original.
You wouldn't have the rest of them if it wasn't for the original. I'd feel disrespectful if I didn't have the original. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't not have the original anyway, but even if I had more of I think I'd have the originals because it's made a genre in a sense.
Yeah, yeah. The only one that even comes close is the second one, and even that's not up there. That's just. So what's your favourite kill in the franchise?
My favourite kill. I do like the beginning kill with the guy on top of the chainsaw. And he turns the chainsaw on.
Yeah, that is a good one.
In the original, fucking hell, Franklin's death. I love that.
Yeah, that's just so satisfying.
Yeah.
It's good and it's satisfying.
Yeah, but yeah, like it's a really good kill though.
Especially in its own right. Especially for a 1974 kill. But yeah,
I also like the kill from Leatherface with the dropping of the engine.
Cool. I do
like that one. I think the way that shot makes it a little bit more up there for me. But it's pretty brutal. I like that kill. Yeah, I'll say those are the three that I can...
The standouts.
Yeah, standouts.
Yeah, for me, top dog's definitely Franklin getting his comeuppance.
Yeah. It's just a great kill.
It is.
Especially because it was built up.
And how fast it happens. It's very blink and you'll miss it.
I can definitely see something out there. And just like pops out of nowhere.
Well, it's the last thing you're ever going to see, mate.
Yeah, thankfully.
I do also really like Chop Top's death in part two.
Where he fought, the disembowelment and then falling off the Alamo.
Yeah. Right, next thing I want to bring up is, where do you want to see the franchise go from here?
Not where it's going. Put it that way. Don't get me wrong. I feel like it'll probably be decent, but why are we doing another sequel to the original? I mean, at least it's not a remake, which I thought it was a straight remake, which was like, why again? But then again, I'm like, I'm glad it's a sequel, but I'm like, why is it another sequel to the original?
Yeah.
Can we not just do your own thing now? Do you not? Do your own thing, because, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I really liked where Leatherface went, because it was very different.
Yeah,
from the rest of them, it wasn't that kind of film anymore. It was a road trip movie, essentially, a prison break movie in the beginning and a road trip movie, and then it became a Leatherface Texas Chainsaw film at the end. I'd rather they did stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Branch out, do some different kind of things. Do you know what I mean? Instead of just having
because essentially what they're doing now is just redoing Texas Chainsaw 3D, which I can't blame them for. But at the same time, that wasn't that long ago.
Just do your own thing.
Cause, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I can't say I'm happy with where it's going, but I also can't say I'm unhappy because we've had what? How many films are in the franchise? Eight. And what? Seven of them are the same, pretty much. Maybe a yeah. No, six, because number two is quite different, and number Leatherface is quite different, but the rest of them are pretty much the same movie.
Yeah,
just done worse.
Yeah. Some have done all right, but still,
I genuinely wouldn't mind if it went like the Next Generation route.
Where I was going to say, I'd like to see another wacky one.
Yeah, you know, like with some spotlight on different family members. Because that's the thing that's been lacking for the last two movies. Texas 3D had pretty much no family. And then Leatherface had family, but it was very... kind of in Leatherface's story in that film until the end. What about you?
Yes, I'd really like a wacky one. Like, yeah. I wouldn't mind an over the top fan servicey one.
Yeah, like, just silly.
Don't even care about continuity. Get fucking chopped up. Get fucking stretched back.
Yeah. Get an amalgamation of all the characters.
Get Matthew McConaughey back. I'm sure he'll come back. I'm sure of it.
Can you imagine?
I could. But only in my wildest dreams.
Yeah,
I
know, yeah.
It's one of those things you're never going to top the original. So I think Tobe Hooper was onto something with the second one.
Yeah.
Where it's like, just have fun with it.
It's like the Gremlins, isn't it? It's like,
yeah.
Do a different thing next time. You're not going to surpass it, so...
Yeah, do like the greatest hits, get all the characters back.
That's what I'd love an amalgamation
it,
of
Yeah, of just all make the some members. Bloody good fun. You could even just call it Texas Chainsaw Massacre Family Reunion.
Yeah. Have the whole family take on the town. Can you imagine? I'm like, this is pretty good. The army gets called in. We're going to go fight some hillbillies.
Yeah. Again, yeah, it's like, I wouldn't care, but like, this is
No, crazy. I'd love to see Leatherface go up against like a SWAT team or something. Yeah. You know, like the silly monster against the SWAT team where it would never happen, but it's so much fun to watch.
Yeah. Have you seen Jason Goes to Hell?
No, I haven't. It's the one. I think it's the one I haven't seen.
Right. Okay.
Well, that was the one where it's not really Jason, is it? He's getting possessed. People are getting possessed by him.
Essentially. Yeah.
His heart or something to do with it? I know the film. Yeah. I just don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen it.
The sort of opening of that is they bring in a fake final girl.
Right.
But she's actually like a trained SWAT member or something.
Oh.
And her job is to, like, lure Jason outside.
She's a final girl.
Yeah.
Right.
He's like, well, I'm going to fucking go kill this slag.
Yeah.
And then the SWAT team just come out and fucking annihilate him. It's, like, the best part
of the movie.
Of the film.
Yeah.
It's like, do that with Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah. Sort of what they do at the beginning of Texas Chainsaw 3D, but not shit.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
with Bill Moseley.
Disrespectful.
digitally edited it into it.
Imagine like a manhunt film, kind of like Leatherface, but with the family. Maybe the house gets blown up or some shit, and they're the, like, you know, the beginning of Devil's Rejects.
I was just about to say, yeah, a Devil's Rejects style. Yeah. Yeah.
Or even have it lead up to a siege on the house, and have the whole end of it be like their last stand.
Yeah,
it'd be incredible.
While playing Freebird.
Yeah. I wouldn't say no.
Right, yeah, huge thanks to everybody for sticking with us through this second Halloween marathon.
No thanks from me, because I hate you all.
Well, you get a bit of thanks from me, at least.
Yeah.
Obviously, a huge thanks to all our guests throughout these episodes.
Yeah.
So just an extra shout out to John, Turner, and Anthony from Porcelain Peak.
Nice to meet you guys.
Ben from Extreme Horror Replay.
Love you, boy.
Daniel, it was nice having you on very briefly.
Yeah.
And of course, thanks to Charlotte and Trav for joining us again.
I don't know. You haven't got to see them regularly. So.
Oh, maybe if we don't thank them, they won't come on again.
Maybe if I don't thank Charlotte, she won't be home when I get in.
She's listening to this from the future.
Yeah, yeah. I'm leaving.
You said something bad about me, didn't you? Yeah, we're not sure what we're going to do next year, but...
I'm sure it'll be another big one.
Yeah, I'm sure people can guess. I think the natural progression from here is either Freddy or Jason, so...
Maybe Chucky at some point.
Yeah, true.
I
mean,
we've got a few events set up, I suppose.
Like, yeah.
There's a few events for the next few years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, I'm sure you... If
assuming
you don't see...
we haven't got sick of this by then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sick of it now. So,
yeah, true. You know, bye.
Yeah, see you later. This is it. Why have I spent this much time with you?
We'll be back next week with whatever the fuck it is Vic's going to make us watch.
Yeah, I don't know yet. I never do. I have received some communication from Thumb to do with Daniel. I reached out.
Well, this bodes well.
He's all right. Don't worry. So I can't get into it right now, like completely, but he is okay. Thumb has got an update coming. There's some shit going on in hell at the minute. Well, there was shit going on anyway, but from what I can gather, it's progressed. So luckily or unluckily for you, I get to tell you sooner what's going on, because I think, I'll be serious, like I generally think that it's coming up for the point where they were getting me ready for when I was in hell. So try not to worry. I'd tell you more if I could, but I wanted to. I couldn't not say anything, because then is Daniel still alive? Is Australia still alive? He's fine. There was just some technical difficulties, I'll say.
In hell?
Yeah. Well, here as well, but...
Well, I mean, I guess it's sort of nice to know that there's problems in hell and the real world. At least not all having it bad.
I mean, it's better than here, but, you know, in some ways it isn't.
Oh, dear.
But Thumb basically said, you know, brace myself. He'll be giving me an update soon, which can be given out to you and others. So you're kind of in the same boat as me at the minute, as we'll see where this goes. Richard just keeps nodding like he has for the whole fucking year. Like, oh, I think he might actually be mental.
Oh, no, I don't think.
Yeah.
I've known for quite some time that you're quite mental. I knew you were mental when you agreed to do a podcast with me. He's gone fully insane.
I knew I was fucking mental when I agreed to it. Yeah, you're right there.
Right, yeah, we'll be back to normal next week, or maybe we fucking won't by the sounds of things. Either way, we'll have a film to talk about, and we'll see you next time. Once again, thanks for sticking with us through the Texas Chainsaw Marathon. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goddamn hitchhiker I ever pick up.